AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. It's time to go home for thousands of people in Maryville, Tennessee, about 36 hours after a train carrying toxic chemicals derailed near the town in eastern Tennessee. The city's manager says it is safe now for people who were evacuated from the area to go back in.
We will be working again, beginning with some of the businesses and then putting a plan together neighborhood by neighborhood and how we want those folks to be returning home.
About 3,000 people were hospitalized following the derailment. It's hot and dry, more than it has ever been in some parts of the West, and there's little relief in sight this weekend. Record high temperatures were reported in June in places like Seattle and Salt Lake City. The heat wave is prompting concerns about wildfires. In California, water conservation efforts are taking hold. It's a final day of campaigning in Greece in a critical referendum. AP correspondent Derek Katopoulos reports a couple of new opinion polls show a dead heat in Greece's referendum campaign.
There were two polls today, both from the same polling company, but for commissioned independently, and they both showed that the yes vote is basically in a dead heat with a no vote, with the yes vote having a slight lead in both polls, suggesting that they do have the edge, but the gap is closing.
In a rare move, 16 former armed forces leaders of Greece have signed a joint declaration calling on the Greek people to show what they call calm and national unity ahead of the referendum. A plane with no fuel on board that was powered only by solar panels has now completed a record-breaking five-day trip across the Pacific, landing today in Hawaii. This is a commentator from Mission Control in Monaco.
A flight that many thought would not be possible.
Amazing. Merci.
Congratulations, André, from all of us here.
Pilot André Borschberg landed the plane at a small airport outside Honolulu after taking off from Japan about 120 hours ago. From Boston to New York and Washington, D.C., tight security in place for the holiday weekend. Officials say there has been no specific threat. This is AP Radio News. Donald Trump has gotten under the skin of a number of groups following his comments about Mexicans when he announced his presidential bid. He does a lot of business in New York City, but the welcome mat there may not be rolled out as often as in the future.
The Trump Organization operates several concessions for the city of New York. It runs a carousel and both ice skating rinks in Central Park. It opened a luxury golf course at Ferry Point Park in the Bronx in April and signed a 20-year agreement to operate it. In light of Trump's characterization of Mexican immigrants as largely drug dealers and rapists, Mayor Bill de Blasio says the city is reviewing its contracts with Trump. In a statement, the mayor called the comments disgusting and offensive, adding Mexicans are an essential part of the city. City Hall has provided no details on what the review would entail. Warren Levinson, New York.
Police in Baltimore are investigating a sign posted inside a police transport van that tells passengers, quote, "Enjoy your ride, because we sure will." The police department says it's concerning and unacceptable. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.